Hello everyone, welcome back to Rhythm Paradise Mega Mix. This is part 8. And I said in the description of part 7, after I uploaded it, that things will be a little bit different from now on. Unfortunately, there's a few problems going on. The videos that I've been planning are not able to be made yet. I may consider doing a few other things, but for now, I decided I will continue Megamix for at least one more part. I'll upload this as soon as I can after I record it, because we'll be in a situation where I won't be able to upload videos for at least another few days again, so I just want to get this out as quickly as I can, so I might as well do something that I'm comfortable with doing, and in this case, it's Rhythm Paradise Megamix. So, we are in the middle of the tower space. Lush Tower is in focus. I can always enter that if I want. And I'm going to go one more to the left. And I hope that this is going to be Honeybee Tower. I can enter any one of these towers if I want. I can go in non-chronological order. I can go in any order, but I'm going to try to go in the same order we went last time. So if I go one left, which is what I just did, and press A, there we go. We get the text for the welcome screen in the Honeybee Tower section, so I'm just going to scroll through this. There we go. So, as I said before, the towers include, well, in the case of Donut and Songbird, which were original games, there are going to be more original games, but in the case of all the other ones, they are basically the original versions of the same games we've played that are not, that are not dumbed down, easy versions anymore. So they're like the ones that you would find in the original games that they came from. So in this case, you don't really have many surprises to look forward to, because they're... Well, for those who haven't played all the Rhythm Heaven series games before, it will be interesting, but for those who've played at least a few of them, at least one, you'll recognize something, and that's going to be great. So, for this first part, I don't actually know if I should... Well, there is a game that will require language changing. I'll talk about that in a bit when we get to it. But, oh yeah, that's another thing. There's remixes too. Anyway, let's start. So we start with... Karate Man Returns. And this one is from the Game Boy Advance Rhythm Tengoku one. And the cool thing about that is that it has really broken lyrics and some really cool patterns too. The sense of rhythm. Oh yeah. Hey baby, how's it going? This beat is non-stop. Hey baby, what the? What's that? The sense of rhythm. Trust me. Okay, there's a bunch of, like, a string of these now. Pay attention. Hit 3! I think I was a bit too early on that. Hey baby, hold on to your ambition. Hey, and that we will. 1, 2, 3, done. Now, it speeds up thinking you're gonna actually continue, but instead it will just... Well, that was a bit anticlimactic, wasn't it? Also, the lag didn't help. I don't think I did very well in terms of the score, because I love the weird lyrics, so I think I only got like a 92, 93, I'm gonna have to do that again. My high score is 95, by the way. Oh, another thing that I'm gonna mention is every time we finish a game now, instead of 6, we have 8 coins. Ding. skill star, no miss, result, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So yeah, 8 coins. Oh, and another thing is, finally, no text. So, we don't need to waste my waste our time with that. Ninety-five. Okay, I didn't actually mess it up that badly. I thought I did. Apparently, I didn't. Okay. Nice. So yeah, Karate Man for Rhythm Tengoku is weird. The lyrics is weird, but I have it on Japanese right now, as you heard from it saying Mitsu. And I'm going to try to keep it that way, but I'm going to show you... Well, you'll see anyway. Let's keep going. For Rhythm Heaven DS, we have... PhilBots, number 2. And in this case, I'm probably going to have to restart because my keyboard's going to hate me and decide I'm going to stop holding the button, like it always does. Oh god, you haven't seen the worst of that. That's going to come next. In the next part. To get used to playing this again. You're ready, there's a big one. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. High score is 93, by the way. Now this is where it gets hard. Pay very close attention. That was late. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. I need to stop being late, come on. 2, 3. And there we go. There's a few more. Last one. Okay. The keyboard didn't decide to kill me. That's great. I don't know if I did very well on that, though. There's only one way to find out. Okay, let's see.
Recognizing Felixi on the roof, summer return of rap, high score, 92.
92, not bad. Okay. I'm gonna quickly check scores just in case I forget.
Situate.
Okay, so everything from this point onward, my high score is 94. So, this is where I'm gonna play this in Japanese, and I'm gonna briefly switch over to English for a while, just so you can hear what it sounds like. Because we have... It's Air Rally 2, which is actually much faster, and... What's cool about this? Well, you'll see. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and... Get ready. That. When it's far away, it does that. 2, 3, 4. And... Whee! Did I miss that? I missed it! Great job, me. Now I'm gonna have to try that again. No, 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 2, 3, 4. Get it right. I missed the star. Great. I didn't think I'd have this many problems with this game, but apparently I do. Okay, try again. 1, 2, 3. There we go. Almost done. Yeah, there we go. Didn't take me that long. That was actually pretty good. I'm not sure what score I got, but that may actually be a high score. You could notice if there's games that constantly go in like a very fast-paced or like a constant rhythm that goes 1-2, 1-2, you can hear if the music is in a right beat. It kind of sounds like it's a swingy rhythm instead of like a normal 4-4 rhythm. I don't know how to describe it. It's a little bit, it's a side effect of the fact that I'm playing using the emulator and it's still a tiny bit early. Okay. Now, before I go any further, first I'm going to check the scores and then, well, I need to play it in English. 94, okay, exactly the same. Good to know. Now, it's time for English. I want to show you what this is like, because they kind of messed this up. Well, not messed it up, but it's just not as good. I don't like it. Especially not in Megamix. In Fever it was okay, here it's not. Because of this. That's a bit too loud. I'm gonna play for a bit. Get ready! Okay, that's enough. So, what I'm getting at here, I'm not sure if you can tell, but that one pa-pam-pam-pam at the very beginning was supposed to be a level 2. There's level 1, 2, 3, and 4, at least, if not 5. I'm not sure how many. But the second one has been modified. In Fever, it was just a normal, like a lower octave pa-pam-pam-pam, just a bit more excited. In this version, they made it much higher pitch, and I don't understand why. It's a bit too weird for me. But yeah, that's that. You have the option to go to Japanese, and that's what I'm going to be doing for the rest of this. Come on. Don't do this to me. What? Did it break? What the? My, emulator just decided to crash. Okay? That was unexpected. Okay, let's try that again. Oh yeah, I didn't actually save that part, okay. Okay, so we have our scores, it's just that since I quit that last game, it didn't need to save. Okay, last game, Patchy Toon number 2. Now this one is hard. This one is actually hard, so pay very close attention to the cues. Also, I love the music. It's very modern. Let's go. Excuse me for the little random lag. That was a bit too early. Left. Right. And we already have... Left, right. Left, right. One, two, three. Pay attention, because that's both. And we have right, left, both, both. This one's really weird. Left, right, and from reverse, right, left, right, left, and that one's a bit weird. Not the star. Left, right, left. And the rest of this is both. Pay attention. I hope you got that, because I didn't the first time I played it, but I got it now. It takes some time to get used to, but it's not that bad. And also, I hear myself, like, hammering the keyboard when I do that, especially when I press both, because I just need to be sure that all the buttons are pressed. Did I get the coins? I'm not actually sure. I can't really tell if I have all of my coins. Let me see what the score was. 95? Wow, okay. That's new. Okay. 95, that's great. So I did get an improvement. And now for the remix. Yay. Remix, as always, these are meant to be exactly the same difficulty, although some of them I think are harder than others. This one is... it's a bit hard, especially if you don't know what the catchy tune sections are like, but I'll try to do them justice. And also, this one has lyrics, but with the exception that it's in English, for whatever reason. And also, apparently, the person who sung the lyrics was the daughter of the music producer who made most of the music for this game. So that's interesting. And you can hear a little bit of a Japanese accent if you listen closely. So, Honeybee remix time. Let's go. All these are very EDM-like, except for one, which you'll see in a bit. And then the next few parts. It's it. One, two, three, go. I'm a lady, I'm a lady, I'm a lady, but you Beautifer. Left, right, left. Bum, 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 bum. No! Missed the star. Damn it. Try again. You're going to be seeing a bunch more restarts in the coming parts because they do get harder. Trust me, they do. Gets it? Excuse me for the noise. What? How did I miss that? I'm gonna keep trying. There we go. Now pay attention. And now. Off beat and get ready. Oh, this one's hard. It's both. There we go. Got it. Took me a few tries, but it wasn't too bad. Eight coins, yes. So, Honeybee Tower has been completed. A few more blocks of text, as always. And some wind chimes, for good measure. Now, have to go back into it and look at the score. 94. So I matched my scores exactly, I think. Very, very close. And I also updated Kachi Tune 2, which is cool. So I think I did pretty well. As I said, the remix lyrics for this one, for the Honeybee remix, is exactly the same, no matter if you're playing English or Japanese, because they felt like they could get away with it. And yeah, that was about it. I hope you're enjoying the updated challenge to the games, the fact that they're not actually that easy this time around, and also the fact that you may hear me say "what" a few times, because I do miss the skill star, or I do just miss a note somewhere. You're going to see a lot more of that in the next part, because I think Machine Tower is exceptionally hard. So yeah, I hope you have enjoyed this one, and there's going to be some other thing that I want to cover when it comes up. It's probably going to happen in Machine Tower, I'm guessing. so I'll get to that sometime later. Anyway, I'm not sure what my next video upload is going to be after this. I don't know if it's going to be this continued or what, but I hope you've enjoyed nonetheless, and stay tuned. I'll see you next time.